can. I'll build your dreams with these two hands. We'll hang some memories on the wall. And when there's silver in your hair, you won't have to ask if I still care. 'Cause as time turns the page, my love won't age at all. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. I swear like a shadow that's by your side, I'll be there.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The bipartisan spending bill that would have averted a government shutdown next week appears dead in the water as the president-elect and those close to him torpedo the plan. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce in Washington.
The original agreement would have kept the government open until March, with $100 billion in disaster aid and billions more for farmers. But Musk, whom Trump has tapped to lead a new government efficiency effort, launched a last-minute pressure campaign against it, blasting the bill as a crime bloated with waste. Wasteful spending, saying anyone who supports it deserves to be voted out in 2 years.
Russian President Vladimir Putin holding his traditional year-end news conference, saying he will ask Syrian President Assad about the fate of U.S. journalist Austin Tice, who disappeared in Syria 12 years ago. In France, Gisèle Pelletier is expressing support for other sexual assault victims after her husband and 51 men were found guilty of assaulting her after she had been drugged repeatedly for years. This is ABC News. CVS, the largest pharmacy chain in America, stands accused by the Department of Justice of unlawfully dispensing massive quantities of opioids and other controlled substances, quote, to fuel its own profits at the expense of public health and safety. Zachary Kuna is U.S. Attorney for the District of Rhode Island.
It's our allegation that this particular course of conduct, the failure to step in and prevent the issuance of prescriptions that should not go out the door for dangerous and potentially fatal opioids puts lives at risk.
Amazon workers across the country, including two fulfillment centers here in New York City, have stepped off the job and onto the picket line this morning after the Teamsters say Amazon has refused to bargain with workers on pay and working condition. Amazon says it does not expect any of its operations to be impacted and that it represents less than 1% of those facilities by the Teamsters. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. This Saturday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. over at the Hayward Sports Center and Community Park, you're invited to a free community event. Bring the kids out to skate with Santa and get some great family pictures. Once again, this is happening Saturday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. over at the Hayward Sports Center and Community Park on 10475 Sutliff Drive in Hayward. If you're cold, your pets are too. Bring them inside. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains how they're affected by the temperatures too.
If dogs have to remain outdoors, they'll need to be inside of an enclosed kennel with a doghouse as a shelter from the sub-zero temperatures. Just like people, pets' cold tolerance can vary from pet to pet, based on their coat, body fat, activity level, and health. So be aware of your animal's tolerance for the cold weather and adjust accordingly. For example, you'll probably need to shorten your dog's walks in frigid temperatures. Along with short-haired pets, short-legged pets may also become colder faster because their bellies and bodies are more likely to come in contact with the snow-covered ground. And pets with diabetes, heart disease, kidney disease, and hormonal imbalances may also have a harder time regulating their body temperatures. And the same goes for very young and very old animals. If you need help determining your pet's temperature limits, consult your vet. And some things that you can do is provide choices or stay inside. Play dress up and consider a dog sweater or a coat. And always check their paws. They could crack or bleed from stepping on ice and are also prone to frostbite, just like us. And be aware, if your pet is whining, shivering, seems anxious, slows down or stops moving, or they seem weak and start looking for warm places to burrow, get them back inside quickly because they're showing signs of hypothermia.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Carolyn Sue Hames, age 83, of Butternut, passed away on Tuesday, December 10th. Remaining to cherish Carolyn's memory are her husband, Jack Hames, her brothers, Mike Conaway and Tom Conaway, her sister, Patty Conaway Browning, her sons, Jonathan Schaefer Hames and Jason Drake Hames, her daughter-in-law, along with four grandchildren and 10 cousins. A memorial mass will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, December 21st at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Butternut with Father Sajay Pazukathara officiating and Deacon Robert Schinnebeck will co-officiate. Visitation held at the church on Saturday, December 21st at 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. This has been the funeral notice for Carolyn Sue Hames, 83, of Butternut. Joan Carol Peterson, age 84, of Park Falls, died on Sunday, December 15th at Park Manor Nursing Home. She is survived by her son, Jim Peterson of Hazelhurst, by two grandchildren, further survived by three sisters, Linda Moszewski, Margot Gross, and Mary Kempf. Survived also by three brothers, Ken Kiefer, Jeff Kiefer, and Tom Kiefer. Survived also by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls on Friday, December 20th at 2 p.m. Deacon Robert Schinnebeck will officiate. Visitation to be held at the church on Friday from 1 p.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Joan Carol Peterson, age 84, of Park Falls. Marlene Ellen Kaminsky, age 72, of Park Falls, died on Monday, December 16th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. She is survived by her four children, Julie Kloss of River Falls, by Luciano Agnello of Waterford, by Valissa Reynolds of Milwaukee, and by Sally Pagel of Park Falls. Further survived by 14 grandchildren, by 10 great-grandchildren, by two sisters, by Roberta Burton, and by Patricia Aspel, and by one brother, Ronald Reynolds, and by nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A memorial service will be held at the Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Saturday, December 28th at 11 a.m. Deacon Chet Ball will officiate. Visitation to be held at the funeral home on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Marlene Ellen Kaminsky, age 72, of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Oh, we certainly have had a real good time in our Text to Win contest giveaways. We've had so many winners of overnight stays to Chula Vista and $100 bills, and we're going to give away another prize this hour. North is the keyword, N-O-R-T-H, North. Text that to us right now on your Civic Media app. It's free to put on your Android or iPhone. Text 98Q and get us the word North before 8 o'clock. More keywords at 11, 1, and 4. One more day tomorrow. Every entry gets you in for the grand prize drawings. We're going to give away a couple of espresso machines, a couple of luggage sets, a couple of Robovacs, a humidifier, a snowblower as a part of the grand prizes. But this hour, you got to get us the word North, N-O-R-T-H, and do that before 8 o'clock. Good luck as the grown-up Christmas gift list continues to grow right here on 98Q Country.
Wisconsin adds a wide receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After learning their top wide receiver, Will Pauling, is entering the transfer portal, the Wisconsin Badgers football team added a prospect from Ohio State, 6'3", Jaden Ballard, leaving the Buckeyes for the Badgers. NFL, the Packers begin 3 days of practice through the weekend as they host the New Orleans Saints on Monday night. College basketball, Marquette with a Big East Conference win over Butler, 80-70, Cam Jones with 23 points. The UW Green Bay Phoenix, losing at home to Division II Michigan Tech, 72-70. Head coach Doug Gottlieb, under fire for still hosting a national sports talk show, is now 2-11, losing their last 8 in a row.
It doesn't feel good, but I think when you say rock bottom, it would lead you to believe that, like, Michigan Tech is some, like, schlummy team. Like, they got some really good players, they're very well coached, and they're on a win streak. And the big thing is, the hardest thing to teach in coaching is how to win.
As Green Bay head coach Doug Gottlieb with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene today, we're hoping the weather will cooperate so we can get the kids to and fro these games. Shawamigan very busy today. The boys basketball team, JV and varsity, will travel to Prentice. We'll have the varsity game for you tonight at 7:15. That'll be on our sister station on Trail Mix 103.1, and you can listen on your phone through the Civic Media app. Girls basketball team of Shawamigan will travel to Prentice today for a varsity-only game at we'll travel to Athens, I'm sorry. So Shawamigan boys at Prentice, Shawamigan girls at Athens, varsity only 6:30. The Team Seal hockey is at home tonight. Park Falls Rec Arena, 6 o'clock against Spooner. And the wrestling team of Shawamigan, they'll travel to Stratford for a duel tonight starting at 6 o'clock. Phillips girls basketball team will hit the road at Ladysmith for a contest tonight. Meanwhile, the Lakeland boys swim team is at Medford. The Lakeland wrestling team is at a multiple team event right there at the Lakeland Union High School. And the Lakeland boys hockey team will travel to Northland Pines. 98Q Sports brought to you by Wolf Farms.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Snow will continue through today and into tonight with another 3 to 5 inches of accumulation by the time it winds down. It will get breezy at times. There could be some blowing snow here today through tonight. Our high 22. Tonight, snow ending 11. Tomorrow, sunny, not windy, with a high near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It's 9 degrees outside right now.
98Q Country.
After a while, I went to Subway. Why is this a problem? Getting a sandwich. It's a sandwich. I got behind a lady. It looked like it was her first time out ever. Just a look of confusion, bewilderment came up to the counter. How does this work here? What do you do? It says step one, pick bread. You don't see that? Sandwich at home. What, did you start throwing ham all over the table? Break the bread. And she saw the condiments, her head almost popped off her body. She was sitting there looking at the condiments, telling the guy, not that tomato, no, the third one underneath that one on the side. I want that tomato. It's not a puppy. Making up the rules. There's rules at Subway you gotta follow. This woman's like, I don't want any of the cucumbers or olives, so double up on the turkey. It don't work that way. The sandwich is $5. There's a net profit of 4 cents on that. And you want double meat for no veg? And I feel for the guy working there. Gotta sit there and listen to this all day. He's like, I can't do it. I can't do that. They got cameras. They're looking at me. Come on. What do you want?
Ready?
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots. She's gone country. A new kind of suit. She's gone country. Here she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. He's been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. 'Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. I hear down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. To LA, but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes.
Sundress, making my world all a mess. Back corner of a cornfield, bottle tops in a true spill. Pull the lever, lay the seat back laughing, you slipping off your shoes, while the dashboard speakers sing every word of night moves. I wanna be that song that gets you high, makes you dance, makes you fall. Wants to disappear, makes time stall. Wanna be those words, fill you up, pull your windows down, and keeps you young, makes you believe you're out where you belong. I wanna be that song. I wanna be, wanna be, wanna be, wanna be that song. Oh, I wanna be, I wanna. Window booth at a bar, back pew on a Sunday, pouring out your heart. When the bleachers are crowded, when you're sitting all alone, when the rain is pouring, and you need something to take you home, let me be that song that gets you high, makes you dance, makes you fall. Soundtrack. Oh, I wanna be, I wanna be.
I'm Post Malone.
Definitely the hottest.
You don't get to care where I'm waking up these days. It ain't your
This is great music.
98Q Country.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming. It twice, gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake, he knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not.
Year-old George Strait. I think he still tours and plays once in a while. Not real heavy. I was looking for some tour dates while that song was playing, and I think he still plays, but he doesn't have like a hardcore tour. Understandable. King George, one of the legends of country music there. And the sounds of the Christmas season are brought to you by the team at Forward Insurance in Park Falls. Wishing you a very, very happy holiday season. All right, it's a Thursday. We've got the 19th day of December. I think you should probably get going here a little bit, all right? If you haven't done much, if your Christmas to-do list is still long, get to it. Maybe you don't have a to-do list. Maybe you're good. Maybe you're laying low this Christmas. Whatever it may be, I can tell you, you don't need massive amounts of money or gifts or anything like that to have an enjoyable holiday season. That's unlike what most major retailers will tell you. But what you need is a plan. You need a little bit of a plan. You got to get out and you got to sit down and think to yourself, okay, over this holiday season, what would bring me joy? What is it in my life that I enjoy, whether it's maybe putting on a pair of ice skates and going skating? Maybe it's watching the Packer game. Well, that brings most people joy in Wisconsin most of the time. You know, whether it's a simple a walk with a family member, or maybe it's bringing joy to other people. You know, maybe a small little gift, doesn't have to be a lot of money, that you surprise a neighbor or a friend with, whatever it may be. It doesn't take mass. You don't need a bow on a Lexus. Although that is pretty cool, but you don't need it. You don't need it. So think to yourself, what is it? What is it that I could do for others and that would bring me joy? And try to make that a part of your holiday. I think it'll end well for you. We have some snow today. It looks like the brunt of this snow is going to be to our south, because I see that Taylor County and a lot of schools down in the Wausau area closed today. Wausau, Stratford, all that stuff down there, they closed up today. They're getting heavier snow in that area. So if you're headed that way, be mindful that they're getting the brunt of it. Here in Park Falls, I think might have a little bit of light snow in some areas right now, but they're talking about 1 to 3 inches. That could change. But right now, we're just under a weather advisory for Price County, but you go just a little south to Taylor, and they have a winter storm warning. So again, if you're venturing, especially south, weather conditions will get worse for you today. So keep that in mind. Looks like the weather forecast as we head into Christmas week is going to be rather mild and wimpy. Next week, we're probably going to be in the mid-upper 30s each day. Well, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday of next week. So that'll make for easier traveling. Got chances for you to get out and see Santa yet. Santa's stopping by Northwoods Harley-Davidson on Saturday over in Minocqua. That'll be, that is a free meet and greet with Santa. So bring the whole family for that over there. Folks in Phillips, you got a Christmas party with Santa this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Phillips Children's Museum is putting that on at the Phillips Municipal Building. So one of my greatest memories of Christmas, it always amazes me that when you're a kid, the whole Christmas scene is that, for me anyway, was the excitement of Christmas morning, of maybe getting something cool, a present or whatever it may be, and the food, and didn't have to go to school and all that stuff. But of all that stuff, I struggle to remember 5 gifts that I got as a kid, all the way through. I struggle. Rock'em Sock'em Robots was one of them. I never forget that. The Game of Life, I remember that. I only remember that because my older brother convinced me to sneak into my mom and dad's closet and find that before Christmas. And I think we actually played A Game of Life, and then we put it all back together, wrapped it up. Game of Life, Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Beyond that, I struggle to remember anything that I got for Christmas. But one thing that I do remember very clearly is Santa Claus coming to our elementary gym at our school and getting a bag of treats, a bag of candy. And there was something about that that was, for me anyway, as a kid, that was magical. We didn't have Christmas parade in our town. We were a small town. And Christmas parades weren't really a thing back when I was a kid. Especially for small towns. I mean, the big city, the Macy's and stuff, that was there. But that's one of the things I remember. I also remember that we would often travel to family on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day and would stay overnight at Grandma's house. So my mom and dad would always make arrangements with Santa Claus to have our presents there, you know, a little bit earlier. And it was always a task for my parents to maneuver that and the communication and everything to make that happen. Because you would leave on a afternoon and all of a sudden you'd come home and there was presents. Well, Santa knew we were going to be gone, so he did what he needed to do. It's just those little things, if you have kids, if you have grandkids, about just being there and making it a special time. You never know what that memory is that will stick in a kid's brain and hope and be a good one. So I hope your holiday season is good. We've still got a few days to go here before Christmas Day. We do have our keyword. We're giving away all kinds of prizes in our Text to Win contest, brought to you by Ron Ernst Lumber and Fifield since 1971 for all your building and hardware needs. North is your keyword this hour, N-O-R-T-H, North. So text that to us right now through the Civic Media app. And we'll put you in for all of the prize drawings. We have had, I don't know anybody else, I've had a lot of fun just watching our hourly winners pop up, and we've had so many winners. This is Civic Media is we have stations all over the state, and all are participating in it, but we have had so much fun giving away cash. Gave away $100 yesterday to Mike Brute, and I don't know if I'm saying your name wrong there, Mike, Brutte. Well, he won $100 yesterday in the, what hour was that? The 1 o'clock hour with McKay in the midday. So that's kind of cool. And we gave away, over on our sister station, we had Mary Whippy and Carrie Shawinski, who both, Carrie took home $100, as did Mary took home $100 over on Trillmix 103.1. We had previous winners of Brian Roush, down in Phillips. Took home $100. We also had Dory Mongold, who won $100. I'm goofing around here. Ron Brendelin won a night stay at Chula Vista. That was last week. We also had Jennifer Schulke, who took home $100 last week. And Tom Sharp won a night stay at Chula Vista Resort. So still a few more chances for you to be a winner here in the 7 a.m. hour. Text us the keyword North, N-O-R-T-H. And we'll see what we can do. Try to make you a winner. Last night, my wife and I watched a movie called, have you seen the Tom Hanks movie, A Man Called Otto? It's a good movie. I mean, it's, I don't want to say it's a feel-good movie because there's moments in it. Most of it's not feel-good. But Tom Hanks is really good. It's a good movie. I mean, not one of those that's just like, wow, that was incredible. It's a good movie. When Tom Hanks is in it, I'm there. A Man Called Otto. Check that out on Netflix if you haven't already. I read a story yesterday that in California, now we all know that the West Coast, California, is not even close to Wisconsin, you know, the Midwest. And I read a story yesterday that the folks in, that the squirrels in California are now eating, are now carnivores. They're usually squirrels will eat nuts and they'll eat, you know, walnuts, acorns, all that stuff. I read a story that the squirrels out in California are actually eating voles, which is like a mole, but a little different, I guess, voles. And they're doing it because there's so many voles there. And I guess there's a history of squirrels being carnivores where they will eat other meat animals and not just nuts and grass and all that stuff. And I told my wife, I said, we're in trouble. I said, if the squirrels start turning on us here in Wisconsin and they become carnivores, I said, imagine walking down a sidewalk. That walk through the neighborhood would be a lot more adventurous now with the idea of a squirrel nipping at your heels. But leave it to the folks in California. They got the squirrels eating other animals out there. So thanks a lot, California. With that, we have Kyle Cronin with us, our district administrator. How are we doing, Kyle?
You know, Joel, I bet you that's kind of like those prehistoric squirrels, right? Like those would be the big giant squirrels that roamed the earth 100,000 years ago.
It could be eating large coconuts or whatever they would eat. Yes, exactly.
With the cavemen and all of that.
I apologize in the transition from that to what's going on at the Shawamigan School District and the spirit of the holiday season.
I think you just gave us a sign. I'm going to have to go talk with our high school biology teacher and see if we can't get some research for you on this.
Yeah, that would be nice. I'd appreciate that.
See what's going on with that.
Exciting last couple of days of school here for the kids at all the area schools, including Shawamigan.
Big announcement this morning.
Okay.
A big announcement.
Okay. All right.
Starting tomorrow evening, so Friday evening around 3:30, the kids are going to get quite a bit of time off, Joel.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
really?
We've decided that we're going to give them until January 2nd. They can come back on January 2nd. So,
okay. All right.
Big announcement today.
All right.
The kids were not anticipating that at all. I'm glad we got to announce it first here.
All right.
The skating rink has been open.
All right.
It continues to be open.
Good.
Probably until the middle of the next week, the way the forecast is looking. I was watching the kids out there yesterday. They're having a great time on the skating rink behind Park Falls Elementary.
All right.
We are looking for middle school assistant track coach yet. So in terms of job openings out there, certainly substitute teachers, paraprofessional aides, bus drivers, cooks. And again, csdk12.net, csdk12.net. We've got coming up at the high school on January 9th, the American Legion Oratorical competition, and that's going to be held in the auditorium. So, and that's for students and to write and do some speaking, oratorical skills.
All right.
We've got our All-State Choir happening on January 10th and 11th up in Appleton. Dorian Quarrel Festival at Luther College on January 12th and 13th. I was just talking to Mr. Donner yesterday. They're just putting the end to their Christmas and holiday music season. I believe the Madrigal is going to be out again today. But right away at the beginning of the new year. They've got a couple more. So we've got students going off to those things. Honors Band, 17th and 18th of January. So again, no rest for the weary in terms of our music department. And they did a fabulous job this week. I'm going to tell you, Monday evening, the choir concert was probably one of the best concerts I have ever heard.
Well,
it was fabulous. The band concert on Sunday as well, just fabulous performances. We have a lot of talented students, and thank you to Mr. Donner and Mrs. Kirch for making those things happen.
All right.
Our semester is going to end right around that 17th of January date. So when we get back, only a couple weeks and the semester is ending. So quite a bit going on at the high school once we get back to school. I'm tongue-tied here on the middle school here, Joel. Anyways, our middle school basketball players are going to have a tournament on Saturday the 11th. Girls volleyball is starting right away when we get back, and they'll have their first games in the middle of January, so really excited there. There's an Eau Claire Middle School Music Festival for choir students on the 16th, so that Mr. Donner is going to have a couple of very busy weeks there.
Yeah, they're busy. Putting together all the holiday stuff, and then afterwards we have a lot of the contests and stuff. So
and
it continues.
Honors Band as well for our middle school students. The character trait at Park Falls Elementary School for December is gratitude, and teachers highlight that character trait, and that's probably quite fitting for the holiday season.
Yeah.
And let's see what else we've got going on here. I did get email here from Mr. Patterson on a few events. So we do have some cancellations already.
Down in Stratford and Athens, yep. They don't have school today, I don't think.
So no wrestling, no girls basketball this evening. Yet to be seen here. Last I saw, Joel, unless you're going to correct me, we could get 4 or 5 inches of snow.
Yeah,
yet
today. 4 or 5 inches. As of right now, the boys basketball game is still on at Prentice.
Yes,
so we'll see how that snow tracks here today.
Yep, and that really that kind of rounds things out to get us through the new year. We've got, right away when we come back, we'll be ramping up with things. But we do have a wrestling tournament on December 27th and 28th over at River Falls. So anybody interested in that? And boys, varsity and JV basketball on December 30th at Ladysmith. And then right away again on January 3rd. And I guess you and I will talk again on January 2nd, Joel.
Yeah, 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Yeah. We'll see you. Have a great Christmas. I hope you have a great time with the family and such. So
absolutely.
We appreciate you coming in each week and updating us.
And we'll get some research going on those voles. Carnivorous squirrels.
Carnivorous squirrels,
Red or gray squirrels?
I think they're just regular gray squirrels.
Okay.
I think those red ones are always causing problems. Oh, we don't need them eating stuff, too.
The red ones cause havoc.
Thank you, Kyle. Merry Christmas. To you, Kyle Cronin, our district administrator for the Shawamigan Schools. Thank you for the treat, too. Appreciate it very much. I need to get that blood sugar level up there a little bit higher still here. I made cookies last. I got a little hair last weekend and made cookies, a lot of cookies last weekend. So we're building up that sugar tolerance level here for the holidays. Twice an hour, we get you some news and sports, so let's get you updated on that right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The bipartisan spending bill that would have averted a government shutdown next week appears dead in the water as the president-elect and those close to him torpedo the plan. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce in Washington.
The original agreement would have kept the government open until March with $100 billion in disaster aid and billions more for farmers. But Musk, whom Trump has tapped to lead a new government efficiency effort, launched a last-minute pressure campaign against it, blasting the bill as a crime bloated with wasteful spending, saying anyone who supports it deserves to be voted out in 2 years.
Russian President Vladimir Putin holding his traditional year-end news conference, saying he will ask Syrian President Assad about the fate of U.S. journalist Austin Tice, who disappeared in Syria 12 years ago. In France, Gisèle Pelletier is expressing support for other sexual assault victims after her husband and 51 men were found guilty of assaulting her after she had been drugged repeatedly for years. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Sunday, December 29th at 1 p.m. over at Prentice Park. Ashland Parks and Recreation invite you out for an afternoon of winter exploration. They will be reviewing different types of animal tracks and then head into the woods to see what critters are around. Be prepared to spend time moving through the snow, and there is no registration required. Once again, this is happening Sunday, December 29th at 1 p.m. at Prentice Park in Ashland. I repeat again, Prentice Park is in Ashland, not Prentice as the name would suggest. Can't wait to find out just when exactly your presents may arrive? Then we've got some good news. Brittany Merlot has more.
And it's that time of year. He's made his list and he's checked it twice. Santa is packing his bags and ready to fly in the sky next week, delivering gifts to all the good kids. The North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, tracks the big man himself as he flies across the globe. So you and your kids can follow jolly old St. Nick's progress on Christmas Eve at www.noradsanta.org.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Wisconsin adds a wide receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After learning their top wide receiver, Will Pauling, is entering the transfer portal, the Wisconsin Badgers football team added a prospect from Ohio State, 6'3" Jaden Ballard, leaving the Buckeyes for the Badgers. NFL, the Packers begin 3 days of practice through the weekend as they host the New Orleans Saints on Monday night. College basketball, Marquette with a Big East Conference win over Butler, 80-70. Cam Jones with 23 points. The UW Green Bay Phoenix losing at home to Division II Michigan Tech, 72-70. Head coach Doug Gottlieb, under fire for still hosting a national sports talk show, is now 2-11, losing their last eight in a row.
It doesn't feel good, but I think when you say rock bottom, it would lead you to believe that, like, Michigan Tech is some, like, schlummy team. Like, they got some really good players, they're very well coached, and they're on a win streak. And the big thing is, the hardest thing to teach in coaching is how to win.
As Green Bay head coach Doug Gottlieb with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And a couple of local sports notes we mentioned a little bit ago. The girls basketball game that was scheduled for today at Athens has been postponed due to schools being closed down there with their getting heavier snow. And the wrestling team at Stratford, their meet today, also canceled. As of right now, the Shawamigan boys basketball game at Prentice is still on, and we'll have that for you tonight if it happens on Trailmix 103.1. That's a 7:15 tap for the varsity tonight.
Heckman Auction and Estate Sales presents the Hanneman Online Auction. Al and Sue are downsizing, and you can bid on 383 lots. Bidding is open now at HeckmanAuction.com, with lots closing Thursday the 19th at 7 p.m. Check out garage toys like a 2016 Cub Cadet UTV, Ferris zero-turn lawnmower, Husqvarna snowblower, and generators, tools, and sporting goods. Don't miss over 50 new old-stock wildlife beer mirrors, plus furniture, decor, and home goods. Bid before Thursday the 19th at 7 p.m. at HeckmanAuction.com for the Hanneman Online Auction. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah!
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Looking for top quality meats and more? Visit the Butcher and the Baker, just 1.5 miles up North River Road, past Palmquist Farms in Brantwood, Wisconsin. They offer a huge selection of beef, pork, chicken, fish, deli sandwiches, and frozen steak sandwiches. Don't miss their gift shop stocked with local treats, apparel, and more. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Check out their bundle deals and wild game processing. Follow them on Facebook for special events.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Snow will continue through today and into tonight with another 3 to 5 inches of accumulation by the time it winds down. It will get breezy at times. There could be some blowing snow here today through tonight. Our high 22. Tonight, snow ending 11. Tomorrow, sunny, not windy, with a high near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 11.
98 Q Country.
What's your name, girl? I've been looking at you and every guy here's doing the same, girl. It'd be a shame, girl, if I let you just walk on by. Cause I'm all caught up in your sweet smile. Girl like you comes around once in a while. So hot, gotta give it a shot. Gotta get a little bit of what you got. I know you don't know me, but I let me go get you something to drink, girl. Before you blink, girl, I'll be right back by your side. And if you want, we can roll out. I know my way around this town. I got a shotgun seat for you. You can tell me where it is you want to take off to. You say, girl, about you and me getting away, girl.
Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. You could try to love her, but you leave your heart breaking boots.
One bad habit, I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Come a little closer, baby, I feel like laying you down. On a bed of sweet surrender, where we can work it all out. There ain't nothing that love can't fix. Girl, it's right here at our fingertips. So come a little closer, baby, I feel like laying you down. Come a little closer, baby, I feel like letting go.
of everything that stands between us and the love we used to know. I want to touch you like a cleansing ray and let it wash all the hurt away. So come a little closer, baby, I feel like letting go. If there's still a chance, then take my hand and we'll steal away off into the night until we make things right. The sun's gonna rise on a better day. Come a little closer, baby, I feel like stripping it down. Back to the basics of you and me and what makes the world go round. Every inch of you against my skin, I want to be stronger than we've ever been. So come a little closer, baby, I feel like stripping it down. Come a little closer, baby, just a little bit closer, baby.
Dirk Bentley at 98Q Country.
Come a little closer, baby.
You've got 2 minutes to get us the keyword. It's going to expire at 8 o'clock. North, N-O-R-T-H, on the Civic Media app. Go to 98Q Texas, the word North, N-O-R-T-H. You'll be in for the Chula Vista overnight stays, 100-hour drawings hourly, and the grand prize drawings, which are coming up after it's all done next week. So N-O-R-T-H, next keyword comes up at 11 o'clock. Sounds of the Christmas Season brought to you by Northwoods Community Credit Union. Easy for you to say since 1953, Park Falls and Ashland. One of my favorite holiday songs. This one done by Bob Seger, Little Drummer Boy, 98Q Country.
Call, baby.